Burkfeldt, Long, and Gleason, the three batters up for Santa Fe Trail. Goodland leading 2-0 as we are in the bottom of the second. That first pitch high there for a ball one. 85 miles per hour on the gun, buzzing the tower of Taryn Burkfeldt. So Taryn Burkfeldt, the 5'9 senior, batting 413, takes a called strike on that pitch. Third best batting average on the team for just one of the three seniors on this Charger team. 25 RBI, second most on the squad. That one he watches bounce back to the screen. It's in the opposite batter's box. It's 2-1. Burkenfeldt leading the team with a .537 on base percentage. He was a second team All-Pioneer League football player this year. This ball popped up behind home. Is it going to get out of play? It will actually land on top of the roof here at Toynton Family Stadium's press box. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the second, Goodland leading 2-0 after two runs came across to score in the top of the first. A two RBI double by Maverick Spresser, the difference in this one. The 2-2. Fastball high and inside, 3-2 now. Once again, Linton consistently in the mid-80s with that fastball. But he's been missing high and tight to a lot of right-handed hitters. Here's the 3-2. That one's upstairs and a walk. Cole Linton issuing just his 13th walk of the season right there. He had a couple of walks in regionals, so his command has kind of struggled a little bit. I don't want to say much, just a touch more than it has all most of the season. And maybe that has partially to do with the injury that he suffered in the Rays series. Pickoff attempt over at first, back in safely there is Burkfeldt. Burkfeldt with 6 stolen bags on the year. Almost a 99 stolen bases by Santa Fe Trail. This ball is roped down the third baseline. It is a fair ball off the bat of Talon Long. Long's going to get to second. Rounding third, going to come in and score is going to be Burkfeldt. It's an RBI double. The Cowboys didn't get the ball in. They were sticking their hands up in the air saying that the ball got lost or wedged over there in the corner. And so they were putting their hands up saying they could not get to the ball in the corner. It must have gotten stuck in the fencing over there or underneath the padding in the very, very left field corner. Manny Gonzalez was trying to dig it out, and then he finally realized to stick his hands up. And so the question is, do they have to bring a runner back to third, or is it going to be an RBI double that makes it a 2-1 ball game here? The officials, or the umpires, excuse me, just standing to the right of the mound, talking it over right now. Right now, as it stands, it's an RBI double for Talon Long and a run scored for Theron Burkfeldt. And it stands at 2-1 in favor of Goodland. That ball just got past the third base bag and landed about 2 inches to the right of the foul line. So it was a perfectly placed hit off the bat of Talon Long, who only has 14 RBIs this year, maybe 15 if this counts, but they're talking right now. Umpires have decided to make a call, and they're going to say they're going to bring a runner back to third. Head coach for Santa Fe Trail, Weston Gloss, in his second season over at the third base bag, asking for some clarification from the home plate umpire. Once again, Travis Griffin calling balls and strikes today in this second game of what is a quadruple header here at Toynton Family Stadium. After the Cowboys and the Chargers get done, it'll be the number one seed Humboldt taking on Hoisington Central Plains, and then the nightcapper, the defending state champs of 3A Wichita Collegiate, taking on Sabetha in the 4-5 matchup. Weston Gloss gets an explanation. He may not like it, but that will put Burkfeldt back over there at third. So instead of an RBI double, it's just going to be a double. But still nobody out for the Chargers of Santa Fe Trail. Burkfeldt over at third, Long at second, and that will bring up the catcher, Brody Gleason, the 6-foot senior backstop, an honorable mention All-State baseball player a year ago, now up to hit. A 296 hitter with 15 RBIs and a chance to tie this game up if he can put one in the outfield or in the gap. First pitch to Gleason. He lifts this one out into left center field. It's hit well. Gonzalez running back. He's not going to catch it. It's going to two-hop off the wall. Rounding second. Going to chug into third. Sliding safely will be Gleason. And we are tied at two. That ball was crushed. It only took two hops to bounce off the Ascension Via Christi sign out in left center field. That's about 400 feet is where that one is at. That one, if it was hit down the line, would have been a goner. That ball absolutely tattooed. Two RBI triple for Brody Gleason. We're tied at two here in Manhattan. Octavio Gonzalez got on his horse as soon as that ball was hit, and he was running as fast as he could. He was not going to catch that one. Tied at two. Gleason now at third with nobody out. Here's the pitcher, Chad Robert, trying to help his own cause. Furch Pitt swinging fouls it back. No balls, one strike to Chad Robert, who, despite being a pretty darn good pitcher, has had a solid year at the bat. 393 hitter, 11 RBIs, and tries to check his swing. He did, and it's a called strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Nobody gone here in the bottom of the second. We're tied at two. Sun peeking back out from behind some clouds here at Toyton. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the mitt. And a strike three. Cole Linton getting the strikeout there. First strikeout of the day for the junior right-hander. Next batter up, Bryce Torkelson, the right fielder. He takes a called strike. Torkelson, the 8-hole hitter, batting 360 is the junior. The 0-1. One called strike on the outer half, 0-2. They say Torkelson's 5'8". He looks a lot taller than that in the batter's box. No balls, two strikes, one gone, a runner at third. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball right there from Cole Linton. And his back-to-back Ks have got the Cowboys now one out away from leaving this inning tied at two instead of down by one. Here's the 9-hole hitter, Luke Edwards. Edwards, 339 hitter. First pitch to Edwards. Swings and misses at one away from him. Cole Linton has gone back-to-back off-speed breaking balls. That slider. Here's the 0-1. Fastball jammed in there at 87. That ball fouled away. Quickly 0-2 here. Leading run over there at third. Linton trying to get out of this pickle here. The 0-2. This ball popped up the chimney. Hernandez behind home makes the catch on the big purple Power Cat logo. And that will end the inning for Santa Fe Trail. Still, though, damage done by the Charger bats. They get two runs on two hits with no errors and one man left. We're tied at two as we go to the third here in Manhattan. You're listening to Goodland Cowboy Baseball.